Welcome to Cornell, Summer Session 72. We'd like to present a brief introduction to a few of the people, places, and events that make this university what it is. The people we have in mind are the men with the final word on how Cornell functions, the men on our Board of Trustees. We'll begin with the chairman of the board, Robert W. Purcell. Purcell also happens to be chairman of the International Basic Economy Corporation, founded in 1947 by Nelson Rockefeller to energize business in developing countries, mainly in Latin America and in oil-rich parts of Africa. IBEC is heavily involved in Venezuela, from where the Rockefeller family's Creole Petroleum ships out 40% of the oil produced. But Purcell, like most corporate directors, varies his activities. He's also on the board of Seaboard World Airlines, a major transporter of troops and cargo to Southeast Asia, the Bendix Corporation, which does most of its work for the Defense Department, and several other giant firms.
The Board of Trustees determines Cornell's investment policy. This policy was of general interest to the Cornell community this past spring. Gulf Oil stockholders pointed out that Gulf is a major financial supporter of the repressive Portuguese colonial regime in Angola. Cornell, as a stockholder in Gulf, had to vote on the proposal that Gulf reveal the nature and extent of its oil drilling and other activities in Angola. 1,700 Cornellians, by signing a petition, urged the trustees to vote in favor of the proposal, as did the University Senate. The trustees had a long-standing tradition of their own, however. They sided with corporation management and helped to defeat the stockholders' proposal. Business as usual.
Our main undergraduate library is named after another corporate friend of the Rockefellers, Harold D. Urus. Urus is just finishing a term as a Cornell trustee, to which he was appointed, naturally enough, by Governor Nelson Rockefeller. The Urus Building Corporation, the largest investment builder in the country, shares ownership with its backer, Rockefeller Center Incorporated, in important Manhattan office buildings. But the Rockefeller Group is not the only powerful national corporate interest represented on Cornell's board. Spencer T. Olin runs the Olin Matheson Chemical Corporation along with his brother John. Spencer is a Cornell trustee and John a former trustee. They are immortalized on campus in the library and chemical engineering buildings which bear their name. Olin Matheson, one of the 100 largest United States industrial firms, relies heavily on government contracts, which means primarily military and space work.
Cornell Aeronautical Laboratory, located in Buffalo, was given to Cornell in 1946. Since that time, it has developed into a military think tank, specializing in highly sophisticated research projects. These included bomb aerodynamics, means of delivering chemical and biological weapons, and studies on anti-personnel weapons, including flamethrowers, fire grenades, cluster bombs, and napalm. Cal continues to work on the automated battlefield for further use in Indochina. These examples are taken only from Cal's non-classified contracts, which comprise about half of the total number of military contracts. Under strong pressure from the students and faculty to get rid of Cal, the trustees announced that they were selling the lab, but they ran into some difficulties and only much later announced that they were in effect selling Cal to themselves. According to their plan, Cal is being converted into an independent profit-making corporation, with Cornell holding the stock and collecting the profits.
If you ever go into Upson Hall on the engineering quad, don't forget former trustee Maxwell Upson. He is director of Raymond International, a construction company which does much of its work in South Vietnam. As you tour the engineering quad, think about Cornell's stake in Saigon.